Nolte, Pope fail, Trump's approval rating with church-going Catholics is 58%. By John Nolte on April 14, 2026. Pope Leo XIV's relentless and morally confused attacks on the Orange Bad Man have failed to damage the president's standing with church-going Catholics, who give Trump a 58% job approval rating. Oh, and 50% of Catholics who actually go to church also approve of Trump taking military action against a suicidal terrorist regime in Iran seeking nuclear weapons. While it's true Trump has lost support amongst the broad group of those who identify as Catholic, those who actually practice the faith, which means attending church, still support the president by a 58-42% margin. That number flips to 42% approve, and 58% disapprove among those Catholics who never or rarely attend Mass. Is the podcaster Pope making the same mistake disgraced former Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy did with Star Wars? It might seem an odd comparison, but hear me out. In pursuit of women and gays, Kennedy feminized and queered Star Wars. You see, Kennedy stupidly and arrogantly believed that by pandering to women and gays, she would expand the fan base. Instead, she lost the Star Wars loyalists in such large numbers that one, any added women and gay fans couldn't come close to making up the difference, and two, Kennedy ended up resigning in disgrace. Kennedy's arrogance was in the belief that loyal Star Wars fans were so mindless they would keep showing up no matter how much she insulted them and turned the franchise they'd loved for decades into something unrecognizable. Maybe Pope Leo believes he can do what Kennedy couldn't? Leo's baseless, knee-jerk, and morally confused attacks on Trump make me wonder if his plan is to expand the Catholic Church fan base with Trump haters under the mistaken belief that the already loyal Catholic fan base, those who support Trump and actually show up every week, won't become disillusioned with this guy and drift away. Another comparison. What Kennedy did to Star Wars was indefensible. Sure, she hid behind the good intentions of a more inclusive fan base. Funny how male-skewing genres are required to attract women, but female-skewing genres are never required to appeal to us guys. Still, her true goal was a narcissistic desire to turn Star Wars into what she wanted Star Wars to be. She hated the Star Wars fan base and sought to alienate them. Pope Leo's behavior is equally indefensible. He hides behind the good intentions of peace and understanding blah, blah, blah. But all I see is a mindless partisan meddling in domestic politics, whereas he should be out saving souls. He's become divisive and looks like Barack Obama's puppet by way of David Axelrod. Both failed in what should have been their primary duties. Kennedy's job was to deliver great Star Wars movies. Pope Leo's job is to appeal to all people as a means to save their souls. Instead, the podcaster Pope is alienating practicing Catholics.